Erev Tov Rabbi Isai, we are on the top of Teit Amud Aleph, moving on with the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is more applications of Yadot. Okay? Now, this Mishnah, I'm just telling you right now, don't try to understand it because it's very cryptic. The Mishnah itself is extremely cryptic, especially without the Gemara and the Ran. So first, let's get the words out, and then we will try to understand it. Says the Mishnah, if a person exclaims, Kenidre Resha'im, a person says, I accept on myself Nidre Resha'im, the vows of Resha'im, Nadar, Benazir, Uv Korban, Uv Yishvu'ah. This can constitute a Yad for Korban, Nazir, and Shvu'ah. We don't know exactly what he said yet, but we'll see. Kenidre Ksherim, if a person says that I accept upon myself the Nidarim of Ksherim, which is Tzadikim, Lo Amar Kinum, it's garnished. Why? Because Ksherim don't make Nidarim. They don't make Shvu'ot. They don't make Nizirut. And therefore what? It's not even a Yad. Kenidvotam, if a person says, I accept upon myself the Nidavot, the pledges of Ksherim, Nadar bin Nazir of Korban, this constitutes a Yad, and it's considered like a Neder for Nazir and Korban. Anybody have any idea what's going on? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but the words just are very, very abstract. So now we got to break it down a little bit. Yes, Binyamin? Sure. Oh, well, that's the Ran doesn't ask that. You should ask me from yesterday's daf. Lizariz tetzmo. Push yourself, remember? We said that. The Ran's going to ask that question a little bit different.
Why I didn't ask that one? Because yesterday we learned about swearing.
What's the difference? Swearing's even worse. Swearing's even more humble. Let's see the Ran. Now the Ran, mind you, the Ran is going to incorporate the Pirush of the Gemara. So we haven't seen the Gemara yet, so we're already at a disadvantage, but the Ran's going to kind of clue us in. Okay, Rabotai, stay with me. Thursday night, Orot of Shabbat Kodesh. Yeah, Rabbi, get comfy. Now he says, like this, you cold?
No, I'm getting settled.
Okay, I don't have to open the door on you and stuff. Warfare. Anyway, so, Vaita. Says the, climate warfare. That's it's a very democratic thing. Yeah, Vaita. So he says the Ran. Kenidre Resha'im Nadar Benazir Nedir. It's Nadar Benazir B'Korban U'B'Shvu'ah. Says the Ran. Kach Matnitin Nami Perushad Yadoti. This Mishnah, first and foremost, is an explanation of Yadot. Right? The last Mishnah we got off speaking about what? We spoke about Yadot. Yeah? So now, he says, U'Mefarshin B'Gemara Dechi Ka'amar. What does it mean? De'im Amar, if the person said like this, quotation marks, Kenidre Resha'im Harini. If a person says the words, Kenidre Resha'im I am, and as he said that, Nazir was passing by, Haro Nazir. It's Yadot of Nazir, and he's a Nazir. If a person said the words, what was the first combination? You remember? Kenidre Resha'im Hareni. What's Hareni usually followed by? Hareni? No. Nazir. Nazir. A person, in order usually to be Mekabel Nazirut, he would say Hareni Nazir. So now, that being the case, if a person says, Kenidre Resha'im Hareni, and a Nazir is passing by, he's a Nazir. If a person says, Kenidre Resha'im Alai, Alai is usually a language of what? Korban, Hare Alai. Hayav Korban. Umistabranami, Dedavka Kshaita Behema Munachat Lefanav. Just like the first case of Nazir is when there was a Nazir passing by in front of him, so too by this Kenidre Resha'im Alai is talking about what Korban. When is it a Korban? When? There's an animal in front of him.
So why would that be only Rasha'im?
Oh, because we're going to see only Rasha'im make Nidarim. Uh-huh. Tzadikim make Nidavot. We're going to see the difference between them. And he says, pledges. That we're going to see what the difference is. V'chein nami, imamar kenidre Rasha'im, hemenu. Hemenu is a language, hemenu means from him. Usually when do you use the expression from him?
When trying to...
Asur from him. Any hana'ah from him. Hareni is a language of Nizirut. Alai is a language of Korban. Hemenu is a language of Neder. Shelo Ochal. Ve'aya kikar munach lefanav. And there was a bread in front of him. Hareu bishvu'ah shelo yochalenu. That constitutes a shvu'ah that he shouldn't eat the bread. U'mechayev bekol hane. And he's chayav in all of these things, Korban, ki amar kenidre Resha'im. Why, when he said kenidre Resha'im, does it obligate him? Does it make him liable? Sha'are Resha'im derkan lidor bechol elu. Resha'im make these... like they're going out of style. Nidarim, Korbanot, Nizirut, Shvuot. They, Resha'im, just shoot these things from the hip. So he says, "Umipenesh she'en ra'ui la'asot ken, karelu nidrei resha'im." Since it's inappropriate just to shoot these words out of your lexicon, it's considered nidrei resha'im. Sha'rei resha'im hem le'oto davar. If you do this like that, if you speak like this, you become a rasha for that thing. Ken yirah be'ainai. What's the next part of the Mishnah? So explain to me the first line of the Mishnah. Binyamin, jump in. First line of the Mishnah. Kenidrei resha'im nadar ben nazir u'korban mushvu'ah. What does that mean? Talk to me. What's the case? What did the guy say?
The guy said that I deem that.
He said the words, Kenidre Reshaim.
And he said Hareni.
And then.
That means he said Hareni is that he accepted on himself Nazirut. If he said that.
Kenidre Reshaim Alai.
That means he accepted on himself to bring Korban.
If.
Behema
Befanav. And Kenidre Reshaim Himenu. If there's kikar lefanav,
nether against us.
Yeah, shvua on the kikar, not to eat it. Okay. So far, so, and these are all yadot because he's, remember, what kenidre reshaim hareni. That's like weird language. But what if he talks like that? What do we say? That's a yad. Next part, kenidre ksherim. Afal gav de'amar hareni alai hemenu. If he says kenidre ksherim and he says one of the words hareni alai hemenu, ve'ayan nazir o behema o kikar lefanav. Lo amar klum. It's garnished. Why? Sharei ina ksherim nodrim. Sheina rasha'im la'asot ken. Ksherim don't make nedarim like that. They're not allowed to. Bo'adiname, im amar kenidvat rasha'im alai. If the guy said, kenidvat rasha'im, which is the pledges, the donations of rasha'im on me, lo amar klum, lefi sheina rasha'im nodvim. Sheim hem nodvim, enam rasha'im la'oto davar. Ba'yecha betosefta. Rasha'im don't make nidavot. Rishaim make what?
Nidarim.
Therefore what? To say, nidrek sherim is what? Garnished. Nidvat rishaim, garnished. Nidrek sherim,
garnished.
Garnished what? Nidrek sherim, garnished because they don't do that, because they're sherim. What about nidvat rishaim, also garnished. Nidvat ksherim, that works. Why? Because ksherim do make nidavot. Now, what's the difference? Is it just semantics? What's nidarim? What's nidavot? Now, by korban, there's a difference. But in general, is there a general difference between the connotation of neder and nidava? Let's see. Says the next Ran, kenidvotam, like their pledges, like whose? Of the ksherim. Nadar benazir of korban. No shvua, but there is nazir of korban. Sharei ksherim mitnadevim hem bekorban uvinzirut. Ksherim do make nedavot by korbanot and nzirut. Hilkach, ki amar hareni, v'aya nazir over lefanav, hareu nazir. V'chi amar alai, uvhema munachat lefanav, havale ki omer harehu korban nedava. Aval bishvua lemechayev, afilu haya kikan munach lefanav. If a person said, kenidvat ksherim hemenu. Even if there's bread in front of him, garnished. Why? Because tzaddikim don't make shvuot, afilu bin dava. Tzaddikim will make a korban bin dava, tzaddikim will make nezirut bin dava, but shvuah bin dava, they don't do that. Afilu haya kikar munach lefanav, ve'amar himenu, shelo ochal, lefi she'en ha'ksherim nishba'in le'olam. Ksherim never make a shvuah. Binyamin, you should be jumping out of your seat. What? Even though yesterday's daf, what do we say? Hey, tzaddikim do make shvuot when? To spur themselves forth to do mitzvot. That's not called a donated shvuah. Because it's only to spur you forth to fulfill the mitzvah that you are already obligated to do. So that's not a ayah. Vika lemedak. Says the Ran.
That is the case of a
shvuah,
though.
Huh? No, but that's a shvuah lezarez. That's not considered a shvuah lechayev datzmecha. You're already chayav. Vika lemedak. Hare nedava ina ela beomer harezo. Veneder beare alai. Vechizuk ze lete ela midanim de korbanot. Aval benzirut, mai neder umai nedava shaycheba. Hare eno ela beinyan echad. Says the Ran, I don't understand. Rabotai, the only time stay with me.
Yeah.
Very important for Amud Bet also. There's one halachic difference by korbanot between neder and nedava. You know what it is? By neder, a person says, Hare alai ola. When a person says, I have to, abstract, no animal. No, he says, I have to bring an ola. That's neder. Nedava is Hare ze ola, which means the specific one. That difference only applies to korbanot. Does it apply to nazirut? Alai, ze, there's only one way to become a nazir. Shvua, is there... So what are we making? What are we splitting hairs between neder and nedava by nazirut? Right, tzaddikim, they don't make nazirut by neder, but they make nazirut by nedava. What? The only difference, the only distinction between neder and dava, the only time it's
applicable,
is only by korban. So what are we saying? Says the Gemara, says the Ran. Listen carefully. Nira be'ainai. The neder perusho. Now he's going to give a broader explanation of neder and dava. The neder perusho davar she'eno ba legamre benidvat alev. It's not completely donated with all your heart. ונדבה פירושו מה שאדם נודר יותר בנדבת נפשו ושמעשיו יותר רצויים. נדבה is more from the heart and more accepted. Which means what? What's a higher level? נדר או נדבה? נדר is donated but a little bit more half-heartedly. נדבה is donated what? Full-heartedly and it's more accepted by Hashem.
You say pledging, right?
Yeah.
Like replying, for example, for something.
No. We're talking in terms of Qurban. What's the Qurban? Listen carefully. What's the difference? This accentuates this what the Ran's saying. By neder and nedava, by Qurban. What's the difference? Neder is I have to bring one. Which means what? You have to go and bring the animal and find it and bring it, whatever. What's nedava? Hare ze ola. You made it, boom. This is it, take it and go. Which one's more wholehearted? Which one's
nedava?
So he's saying, even though you don't have this distinction by nazir, but there is a difference between the connotation of neder and nazir and nedava by nazir as well. Umishumachi amrinan, the neder hare hu hare alai lefi sheino mitnadev legamre kivan shelo yifrisho achshav neder. He said, yeah, I have to bring an ola abstract. When I don't know, you have to go get it, whatever. Undava hu beomer hare zo lefi shemitnadev nidro yoter ratzui. He says what? Boom! You did it right now. This is it. וכיוון שזהו פירושם של נדר ונדבה, once we understand that this is the understanding, the difference between נדר ונדבה by קורבן, אף בנזיר, אף על פי שאין הנדר של נזירות, אלא בעניין אחד. There's only one way to make a person a נזיר. מי שהכוונה שלו רצויה יותר, קרוי נזירותו נדבה. נזירות, that's more לשם שמיים, what do we call him?
נדבה.
We call him Mr. נדבה. And a nazirut that's less l'shem shamayim, less wholehearted, it's a little bit more half-hearted, what do we call him, Mr. Neder? He says, ומי שאינה רצויה כל כך, קרוי נדר. והרשעים כשנודרים בנזיר, אין כוונתם רצויה לגמרי. When רשעים make a nazirut, they have all sorts of ulterior motives. So what do we call their nazirut? We call them nedarim. But the tzaddikim, when they accept the nazirut upon themselves, what's their kavana? Fully l'shem shamayim, and therefore we call them nidvat nezirut. Verstehst? That's the shpalt. Shpalt in Yiddish means chiluk. And he says, aval shpalt. 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 Yeah? Yeah, no. That's l'shem shamayim. That was nidava. Aval ksherim mitoch shekavanatam shlema urtsuya ve'em ben zirutam shum nidnud avera, no ulterior motives garnished. קרוי נזירותם נדבה. ואנו מדברים בגמרא, גם בנדבה נזירות משכח עד לה כשמעון הצדיק, כמו שנפרש בסייעתא דשמיא. We're going to see that on עמוד ב'. So far, so good. The Gemara is going to explain a little bit weiter. Yeah, we'll see. Everybody say it with me. Yes? Where's the fire? The fire, the enthusiasm. I say enthusiasm in Bukhari.
Hello.
Hello? And now he says like this. That's when all the enthusiasm comes out. Yeah. Oh, Shipolo. That's when it comes out. Now he says like this. Yeah. You know the song? The song. Shtabach Shemo. There's other people. Some people like their food. Some people enjoy their food. Only very special people sing to their food. Now, he says like this. You have to be really special for that. Huh? No, to it. They're serenading. Yeah. Like you sing, to someone you love. There's a theme song for Rosh Hashanah.
No.
You never heard it?
No.
You have to send them the theme song. Now, right. Yeah. You ever been to a Bukharian wedding?
Yes.
And they didn't play the theme song?
No.
He probably didn't stay till the end.
Anyway.
He didn't stay till the end.
Huh?
Yeah. Did they have the Osh Palo show? Yes.
The show. Game show. Osh Palo. And now.
There's no Osh Palo show. No.
You told me they didn't used to have this back in the day. They didn't do all this showbiz.
They didn't have
huh? No. Backyard weddings. Yeah.
They didn't have Osh Palo that time.
Well, I don't know.
No, they did Osh Palo.
So where'd they get all this stuff from?
Yeah, so about the meat too. I told you they had this already. About the meat.
The meat? I didn't understand what
I
was saying. So, now, Vaitan. Yeah. Huh? Public speaking 101. The first thing they teach you is speak about culture and food. If you speak about food, people just like, I'm telling you. Now, I hated it, public speaking courses. But anyway, now he says like this. Says the Gemara. V'din ma'achi kama. Hey, wait a second. When the guy said, can you dre reshaim? Whatever. Why does that work? V'din ma'achi kama. Can you dre reshaim? Lanadarna. Perhaps when he said the words Nidre Reshaim, it means, I don't mean to make Nidre Reshaim. Why are you extrapolating that he means that he's making it? Amar Shmuel, Beomer, what did he say? Like the Ran explained, Nidre Reshaim Hareni Alai Vehemenu. Not together, but what? Hareni was for what? Nezirut. Alai was for? Korban. Hemenu for? Shebuah. Hareni bin Zirut. Alai be korban, hemenu bishvuah. He didn't just say kenidre reshaim. He said kenidre reshaim hareni or alai or hemenu. Says the Gemara, hareni bin zirut. Really? Dilma hareni b'ta'anit kamar. Who told you hareni means that he wants to be a nazir? Hareni means I am. Maybe it means I am b'ta'anit. Who told you it means nazirut? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel k'shaya nazir over lefanav. He said this language as what? As a Nazir was passing by. Already, that's too indicative. That's already a Yad, and that works. Hemenu bishvuah. Why does Hemenu mean that he's making a Yad shel shvuah? Dilma Hemenu de'achin lakamar. Maybe Hemenu means that I'm going to eat the bread. Why does it mean a shvuah that I'm not going to eat the bread? Answers the Gemara Marava. De'amar Hemenu shelo ochal. He didn't just say Hemenu. He said Hemenu that I won't eat from the bread. Ihachi mai lememra. If that's the case, that's not a Yad anymore. That's what? He's like, he's saying it. Says the Gemara, "Ma'u detema lamafik shvua mipume kamash malan hadin," which means I would have thought he didn't say the word shvua, and therefore what, he shouldn't be asur kamash malan. You don't need to say the word shvua. He said kenidre reshaim hemenu shelo ochal. That's yad lishvua. You become asur. Shalom. Now, next says the Ran.
Why is this kamash malan?
So the Marav Ranshborg takes it out. Many. Huh?
Why? What's the difference?
Many Mefarshim take out this word.
Why? What's the difference?
Why is it? Well, I mean, it's the whole Nidarim is kind of cryptic. So it's a little. This might be one of those Nidarim, idioms. I'm not sure. Yeah, but I mean, if you look at the margin of the page, Maharav Ranshborg, he takes out this word. Anyway, says the Ran, "Kshaya Nazir Ove Lefanav Afilu Hachi Davka Ki Amar Ki Nidre Reshaim Hareni." אבל כי אמר הרני לחודה, לא אמר כלום. If let's say he didn't say kenidre reshaim, there's a nazir passing by and he just said hareni. What's the halacha? Says the Ran, garnished. Why? Dela damel leomer ehe. It's not like a person should say I should be when a nazir is passing by. Damrin em perikamet kiddushin. Dava le nazir kshe nazir over lefanav. If a nazir is passing by and a person says ehe, he's a nazir. Hareni doesn't work that way. Says the Ran. Why? Mishum de ehe lishna me'alia umehane. Ehe is a. What does ehe mean? Not I am, I shall be, which means it's a more powerful language. Aval hareni ilav de'amar kenidre reshaim alai la mashma de'amar mideh. It doesn't mean anything without kenidre reshaim kach pirshu rabotai. Says the Ran, this is what my Rebbeim said. Says the Ran, but I disagree with my Rebbeim. Ve'eno nira be'aynai de'hareni lo gara me'ehe. What's the difference between hareni and ehe? If a nazir is walking by and you say ehe, and that works, so too Hareni should work as well. Ela matnitin mishum da'at al-ashmainan. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Really, Hareni works also. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Da'at al-ashmainan. Di'i amar kenidre ksherim Hareni. Afilu benazir over lefanav. La mehani. What's the chidush of the Mishnah? Ben Yamin, what's the halacha? If a nazir is walking in front of you and you say, kenidre ksherim Hareni. What's the halacha? Kenidre ksherim Hareni. Garnished, mit garnished. Yeah. Why? Because ksherim don't make nidre nazir. That's the chidush. But if you said kenidre reshaim areni, then that works. נקת רשע כנדרי רשעים, אבל אינך אינמה, זה כל שאמר הרני בלחוד, באמת אפיסר הרני אלון, והאין נזיר עובר לפניו, הרי זה נזיר. Next run, yeah, ודילמה, and in every run you see so many, he brings all of the opinions of the ראשונים. It's unreal. ודילמה, המנו דאכיל נקה אמר, maybe המנו מינזם גנאית, כלומר, וכיוון דאיק על הממר, דילמה דאכיל נקה אמר, maybe מינזם גנאית, אבל הוא ידיים של מכיחות. Then it's an unclear יד. הוא סביר לי שמואן, דאו להביאן ידיים. We hold like שמואן that it's not a good, that it's not good neder. טוב, says the Gemara Vayter, כנדרי כשרים לא אמר כלום, כנדבותם, נדר, בנזיר וקורבן, right? By כשרים. The Mishnah Binyamin made a difference by כשרים. What's the difference that we made? What's the distinction by כשרים? No. What's the difference in the Lashon when you mention Ksherim? If you said Kenidre Ksherim, no good. If you said, at your own risk. No, I'm fine. But if you say Kenidva Ksherim, what's the halacha? It works for Korban and Nazirut. Says the Gemara. Yeah, now. You have the swap here? No. Okay, now it says like this. Vayter. No, it's inside joke. Huh? Yeah. No, it says like this. It's draft warfare. How do you say draft in Russian again? What?
Yeah.
And warfare?
What is warfare?
Warfare is a way that you wage war. Like chemical warfare, atomic warfare, huh? Huh?
Dangerous.
Tov. Anyway, the kitzer, so he says like this. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Man tana deshani le ben neder lindava. Who is the tana that distinguishes between neder and nidava? Yeah, because clearly from our Mishnah we see that there is a difference. Binyamin, where's the difference in our Mishnah between neder and nidava? By ksherim. By reshaim it doesn't matter. Yeah, but by huh? Well, it does matter because reshaim don't make nidavot. Nachon. But where do we see in the Mishnah itself that it matters? Ksherim. That nidre ksherim doesn't work. Nidvat ksherim works. Who's the Tana that distinguishes between neder and nidava? Says the Gemara, Lema la Rabbi Meir vela Rabbi Yehuda. It seems not Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. There's a Baraita. In Chulin, what does it say? Tova shelo tidor. Yeah, Rabotai, listen carefully. There's a pasuk in Kohelet that says, Tova shelo tidor, mi shetidor velo teshalem. It's better not to make a neder at all than to make a neder and not to pay it. Says the Gemara, what is, says Rabbi Meir, Tov mize o mize, sheno noder kol aikar. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the pasuk before, you know what it says? There are two kinds of nedarim. Making a neder and paying. Making a neder and not paying. Says Rabbi Meir, you know what's even better than those two? Not to make a neder at all. So if Rabbi Meir is saying not to make a neder at all is better than anything, and he doesn't make a chiluk between neder and nidava, and our Mishnah seems to be saying that nidavot are good, apparently Rabbi Meir is not our Tana. Okay, let's see Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Tov mize umize noder umshalem. You know what Rabbi Yehuda says? You know what's better? Making, he doesn't say not making any nidarim is better than the other two. The way Rabbi Yehuda understands the pasuk is making a neder and paying is better than making an eder and not paying. Which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't say a difference between neder and dava. It seems like according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you made a neder and you paid it, what's the halacha? You're okay? So guess what? He also, on the flip side, seems not to make a distinction between neder and dava. So who is the Tana Ver Mishnah? Doesn't seem like any of these two. Says the Gemara, filu tema Rabbi Meir. It could even be the Tana is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir seems to say, anytime you make a neder, it's bad. And he didn't say the nedavot are okay. Says the Gemara on the top, ki kama Rabbi Meir beneder bin dava lakama. Rabbi Meir was talking about, you know what's better than the other two, not making nedarim at all. He was talking about nedarim. But he wasn't talking about nedavot at all. What's Rabbi Meir's stance on nedavot?
Good.
Rabbi Meir only meant what? Making a neder and paying. Making a neder and not paying. What's even better than that? Not making nidarim at all. But he says, I'm only talking about nidarim. What about making nidavot and paying the nidavot? What would Rabbi Meir say? Tov me'od. Yeah, so therefore he can be the Tana of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but the Mishnah doesn't sound like that. Look at the wording of the Mishnah. V'akatane, kenidvotam nadar benazir uv korban. Yeah, it says when they make kenidvotam, the nidavot of ksherim. What does the Mishnah say? Nadar benazir uv korban. It says that what he made a neder benazir uv korban, which sounds like neder of nazir ve korban is also something ksherim do, which is not something that Rabbi Meir agrees to. You understand the language of the Mishnah? Kenidvotam. If you said like the nidavot of ksherim, what's the next word in the Mishnah? Nadar Benazir of Korban, which means you have made a neder Benazir of Korban, and that's something Ksherim do. Rabbi Meir says Ksherim never make nedarim. To which the Gemara says, if we want to keep Rabbi Meir, we got to tweak a word in the Mishnah. What do we tweak? Says the Gemara, Tene Nadav Benazir of Korban. Says that instead of saying the word Nadar Benazir of Korban, you have to change the word to what?
Nadav.
Which is what? A language of Nidava, which Rabbi Meir says Nidava is great. All the time. Let's stop. Let's stop and see the run. Rabbi, say with me. Im kol hakoach, kol hakoach. Yeah, Rabotai. Now, this is the battlefield of life. This is it. Now. Don't drip.
Rip.
Nadav.
Nadar.
Two
words. Nadav.
Persian two.
Nadari.
Don't have. Oh, toh. Now.
Nadora.
Okay, Kas Nadoram? That one?
Yeah.
That's another theme song? For what? Okay, now, invite them. That's the Gojgojeh theme song?
No,
no.
This is very...
Nissan.
Has the theme song too?
That's the guy that lost his
car. Yeah. You got to make a theme song for the good Bichak. There's a lot of Bach. You got to make songs for these guys too. Is it? Huh?
That's
right. Let's see the run.
Do you like those items?
No. I like the occasional Gojgojeh. It's a little heavy. I don't like the lamb one because that I can never fully recover from. But the therapy after that. But the meat one is okay. But that also takes some time to recover. Like usually if I have it on Shabbat, it's like it's in the system until Tuesday. Anyway, the kitzur, huh? No, it's
on Shabbat,
huh? Bichak I can handle because I happen to like pumpkin, but I can handle that. But nothing exotic. No. Like the same thing with pumpkin. Anyway, no. And you also eat breakfast afterwards with the omelets and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, they bring after the Oshpalah is done, they bring out breakfast. Yeah. Anyway, the kitzur. You know, it's very scary. Huh?
They go straight to Shabbat.
It's like. Sometimes you just wonder, where does all that food go? It's like a bottomless pit. Where does it all go? Boom, boom, boom. You know, a cow is four stomachs. You know that. A cow is four. It goes from one to another. That's why they chew their cud. They have four, the abdomen and the stomach. There's different compartments. But human beings just have one. And it's pear-shaped. You know, it's like, it's pretty small. I don't know. Huh? It expands, that's true.
The heart and stomach has evolved over time.
Darwinism.
what about?
Now, what?
They just special foods.
It's so not how the Rambam for you. Look at the Rambam says in the Furash, he says, you know how many illnesses are food related?
Overeating.
No? The Rambam writes in the Furash, 99 out of 100 illnesses are food related. Furash. In Sukkan. How much? You go to... And they have these, you know, the bunk beds for food? You know what I'm talking about? The bunk plates, you know what I'm talking about? Because there's no... Shem Yirachem. And half the food's not edible. It's just the leaves that are, you know, just...
They
need
to find a way to justify the $300-$400.
Instead of working the other way, instead of kind of like diminishing the price and justifying the food. So, yeah.
When you come there, they sell you everything.
Okay. That's why I don't. And they say they're good businessmen. What happened?
Who?
Yeah. No.
Not in the restaurant.
The caterers are
the
customers.
Yeah.
The caterers are the good.
So anyway, the kids are Chaval. That's why it's such
why?
A.
Yeah. Why?
It's also, huh? It's not only waste. It's not only it's it becomes. There's a, you know, Romans used to engage in orgies. You know what that is?
They eat at the
The They used to eat just for eating's sake, and it's called hedonism. Hedonistic pursuits, just for pleasure, eat and eat and eat. And then even when they were full, they would induce vomiting just to be able to eat more and more. It's mamash behami. You eat. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Tzadik ochel lasova nafsho uvet neshaim yachsar. Tzadik eats not to satisfy his stomach, to satisfy his nefesh. Yes, he can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvet neshaim, the stomach of the neshaim, yechsar, will forever be lacking. If you see somebody who has a bottomless pit of a stomach, Zerasha, says Shlomo HaMelech, Reshaim have the bottomless pit. So he said in Forash.
Tzaddik.
Huh?
If I eat like a tzaddik,
yeah. What does this mean? Bottomless. Now he says, Viter. Viter said. Who's the trend?
Yeah, worse and worse.
You're hanging out with the wrong crowds. My people don't do that. My Talmidim.
Iranians do that.
What are you talking about? No. Syrians don't have bunk plates. Neither do Persians.
Why they have the buffets?
Buffet is different.
They have the bunk plates also buffet.
No, they don't. It's a buffet. You have to stand online. You get your thing. And how many times can you go get up? You feel stupid after a while, you know, if you keep going back. So you go once, twice, three times. They almost speak. And then that's it. And then there's dessert. And then you go home. You know what I'm saying? Okay, finished. Why? What's the big deal? I don't know. Anyway, Vaitin. So he says like this. Yeah. One time, I'll tell you a story. One time, my father-in-law was at a wedding. The chatan was Persian and the kala was Bukharian. True story. I know the couple. They're married for over 20-something years already. So the chatan was Persian, kala Bukharin, interesting thing. And my father-in-law came to the chuppah. It was in Rose Castle, Alav Shalom. It's a huge skyscraper now. Anyway, Bekitsa, so he came, and he's by the chuppah, doing, you know, setting up the ketubah and everything, and he sees that there's like mitach, he sees that there's like frictions, he feels tension, and he's like, something's off. What's? And then he sees the father of the kala, the Bukhari inside. He's seething. He's mamash parzuf tisha b'av. So he asked him. And he goes over to him. I guess he spoke to him in his language. He said, "What's wrong? Your daughter's getting mad. What's the matter?" So he said, "You know what this guy did? He's talking about the other side. He's like, they made a bar. It was a pretty, you know, classy bar with drinks and stuff, whatever." He's like, my people, they're going to stand online to get drinks? You know, he says, there's not going to be a chuppah. There has to be drinks, vodka, on the table, right? Yeah, yeah. Neanderthal, caveman style, you know, on the table. My people, they're going to wait online to get drinks like classy people? Not mine. Anyway, Bekitsur, so he held up the chuppah. My father-in-law himself, he called over the manager. He took out money from his pocket. He says, is there a liquor store around here? He says, the chuppah's not going to start. This guy's nuts. He says, it's not happening. Yeah, so he sent him to the liquor store. He said, okay, go buy a case of vodka. And then just go and send one of the waiters to the liquor store and just put some on the table. The guy just walked in, started putting on the table. Mamash. Transformation. Metamorphosis. The guy's mamash. Me'en on amaba. He's a totally different person. Yeah, anyway.
His father was
Ramadan. Alcoholic?
His wedding was right away.
Okay. Yeah, but you understand the thought process? Huh? My people, they're gonna stand online at the bar, Khalila.
Maybe he's the one who criticized people, that's why he doesn't have his taste on his
father. I don't understand them. What's wrong with the bar? You go to the bar, you order a drink, and you go sit down.
So we don't do that. We have three bowls on. We have a
short. What's the problem? Anyway, Vaitan. Hala. Oi. It gets under my skin how, you know. When a person, listen to me. When a person doesn't have Torah in his life, you can sink to that. You can sink to caveman levels, to Neanderthalism, without Torah. Without Torah, the most dangerous creature on earth is a misguided Jew. Mark my words. The most dangerous creature on the face of the planet is a Jew without Torah. That's the truth.
Okay.
Why is it gava?
On this part, it was a gava.
I don't know if it's gava, just stupid. You ever heard that you can't fix stupid? You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Is there any minyan to have as many people as you can by a wedding?
No, you need a minyan. That's it. Weiter. Says the Ram. That just aggravated me. Says the Ram. דשאן לבנים דלן דבר, דאמר דקשנים מתנדבים ואינם נודרים, שמעת מה אני אומר? תלמד אותם אני אומר. So he says, טוב מזה ומזה, שאינו נודר כל עיקר, מנודר ומשלם ומנודר שאינו משלם. Says Rabbi Meir, you know it's even better? Better than making a neder and paying. Better than making a neder and not paying. What's even better? Not at all. דלעיל מהיקרא כתיב את אשר תידור שלם ובתר הכי כתיב, it says right afterwards, טוב אשר לא תידור, כלומר שהוא יותר טוב מנודר ומשלם, דכתיב לעיל מיני וכיהיב טעמה למלטה, מי שתידור ולא תשלם, כלומר שמת תשכח ולא תשלם, perhaps you'll forget and you won't pay, ולפי כך טוב אשר לא תידור כלל, therefore says Rabbi Meir, you know it's the best thing, don't make a neder at all. משמלן השתה דלה שאני בן נדר לנדבה, דילה דילה להשמועין הנקרד, טוב מכולן, נודר ומשלם. That שיטת רבי מאיר. רבי יהודה אומר, טוב מזה ומזה, נודר ומשלם. What does רבי יהודה say the best is? נודר ומשלם is better than נודר ואינו משלם. ודריש לו לקראי, אחי, how does he learn the פסוקים? את אשר תידור שלם. וזוהי מידה משובחת, whatever נדר you made, pay it, and that's the best. אבל טוב אשר לא תידור, מי שתידור ולא תשלם. When do we say it's better not to make a נדר at all? If you're going to make a neder and not pay, then it's better not to make nederim at all. But if you're going to make a neder and yes pay, then what's the best?
Better.
That's even better. Vitem apshita, if you're going to say that's pashut, what's he trying to tell me? Hachi kama. Lo tesavur shebishat nidrecha ata mosif zechut ve'achar kach im shachachta o ne'enasta lo yifsadta etzcharcha. שאינו כן, שאין השכר בשעת הנדר לבשעת התשלומים, כך נראית שיטה זאת בעיניי. You know what the chidush of Rabbi Yehuda is? A person is going to think, let's say a person made a neder and he forgot later. A person might think to himself, let me just make the neder because I get sachar for the neder itself. Even if I forget later, something happens, I can't pay, I already got sachar for the kavanah, for the neder that I made. Says Rabbi Yehuda, don't think that way. Because why? The sachar doesn't come from the neder, it comes from what?
Payment.
So he says, watch your mouth. That's what he says. Now, says the Ran on the top. Ki kamar Rabbi Meir ben neder undava la kamar. Rabbi Meir was talking about neder. Nedava wasn't talking about. Dikra la aire ele ben darim velo bin dava. Vakatane kenidvotam nadar ben nazir of korban. De alma shakshirim nodrim. Vechi matzid lo kmek Rabbi Meir. How do you make it like Rabbi Meir? Umtertzenan. The Gemara answers. Tane nadav. You have to put in nadav. Ufirshu rabotai. This question that the Gemara asks over here, we could ask this before on the actual Mishnah. It sounds from our Mishnah that the Ksharim don't make Nidarim at all. Midktani k'nidre Ksharim lo amar kelum. Uvatarachi katane nadar. Ela meikara daik matnitin gufa. Before we were asking from the actual wording of the Mishnah, the Maflik ben Neder Lindava, Mane, who's that? Ubatar, okay, like Rabbi Meir. Once we said that the Mishnah can be following Shitat Rabbi Meir, Daiken anhechi katane neder, how does it say neder? Venoni Ali, says the Ran, this is my Rebbe's Pshat, but I don't like it. Elachi kamar, Bishlama ilamok minan like Rabbi Meir. If we don't understand the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, Matzen el afarushe de neder shel ksharim mitoch shu birtzon gamur. Vekasher adava laasot ken. The nedarim of ksherim are good because they only do the best thing. Nedava mikre, it should be called a nedava. Ve'afal gav di amrin anach, ila shamayin an leletana de maflik ben eden dava. If we say this, that really nidre ksherim we call nedava, then we're back to square one, that there's no tana that differentiates between neder and nedava. Ule'el amrin abipshitut man tana deshan el ben eden dava. Before the Gemara says, there is a tana that distinguishes between neder and dava. Le'el amrin anach, imishum dekushta de miltai, that's the truth. Aval ashas gufe dachela. The shas pushes back and says, no, the Gemara says, le'idach gisad, other way, v'lomar, delav Rabbi Meir, maybe it's not Rabbi Meir at all. And really, there's no tana that differentiates between endavar umtartam matnitin shapir, and then the Mishnah would be understood. Ela yamar Rabbi Meiri, but if you are forced, if nevertheless you want to say that Rabbi Meir, hechi mikre neder de korban nedava, vare she'en a neder ra'ui l'ksherim. We said that it's not. Eifshar shikre nedava. Yeah, fine. So back in the Gemara, Rabotai, what do we say the difference by korban was between neder and nedava? Neder is general. Nedava. Which one is better and why? Nedava is better. Why? Because it's already here. Meaning what? What are we saying? By neder, if you may, hare, you know, hare alai, I'll bring. Maybe something's going to happen you're not going to bring. But nedava, it's right in front of you. Says the Gemara, hey, just like accidents can happen, just like things can happen, by neder, things can happen by nedava as well. So why is nedava so much better than neder? Let's see. Says the Gemara, uv korban. Sorry. Maishna noder dela. What's the reason by noder that it's no good? Din ma'ati bali de takala. Because something might happen, you won't be able to bring it. Nedava namila. Din ma'ati bali de takala. Maybe something's going to happen. Maybe it's going to get lost. Maybe it's going to die. Maybe something's going to happen. You won't be able to bring it. So why is nedava so much better that the ksherim do it? Says the Gemara, you know what nedava of ksherim we're talking about in the Mishnah with regards to Korban? Ki lela zaken, detanya. Amru al hilela zaken shelo ma'al adam be'olato kol yamav. They said about Hillel HaZaken that nobody ever misused his consecrated animals, his olot, ever. Why? What would he do? Mevi'akshi chulin azara umakdisha v'somech aleav shochata. Which means what? What would he do? Instead of consecrating it somewhere else and then bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, which be'emet accidents can happen, what would he do? He would bring it chulin all the way to the Beit HaMikdash, right outside the azara. He would consecrate it right there, bring it right in, and shecht it.
So once you say it in language, nedava, then automatically becomes
you don't say the language of nedava, you say hare zo ola. So what do you see from here? That the nedava of ksherim, that the Mishnah is talking about, what kind of nedava are we talking about? Hillel's kind. The ones that are only no takala, the ones that are consecrated immediately before they're brought into the azara.
Basically, he knew, but he didn't mention.
Yeah, he was taking it for that kavanah, but he didn't say it because he didn't want anything to happen, and then something could happen as a result. Let's just finish 1 second. Hanicha nedava de korbanot. This distinction makes sense by nedava of korbanot. Nedava din zirut ma'ikale memar. What's nedava of nezirut? How can you explain this lack of takala by nezirut? What does that mean? Remember, the Ran said before, there's a deeper difference between neder and nedava. Neder was what? A little bit more half-hearted. Nedava is more full-hearted. So we explained that by korban. What about by nezirut? Nezirut, there's only one way to do it. What do you mean a more full-hearted nezirut of nedava of ksherim? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, I'll explain. He follows, what kind of nezirut are we talking about? Like Shimon HaTzadik. Detanya, Amar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was one of the he was the first Tana. He was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola and the first Tana. He was also a Kohen Gadol. And he says, "Kishimon Tzadik Detania, Shimon Tzadik, Amar Shimon Tzadik, Miyamai lo achalti Hashem Nazir Tameh. I never ate from an Hashem of a Nazir that got Tameh. Ela Echad. Only one in my entire life did I eat. What was the story there? Says the Gemara, "Pam Echad Ba'Adam Echad Nazir Min Adarom. There was a Nazir that came from the south of Eretz Israel who became Tameh, came to the Beit HaMikdash. Ur Itiv Shu Yefe Enayim Vetov Ro'i Ukvutzotav Sedurot Lo Taltalim. Very handsome. Beautiful hair. So, you know, at the end of a nezirut, what do you have to do? You have to shave it. Amarti lo beni, maraita lashchit et tza'archa zehanna'e. Why are you shaving your hair? You're so handsome. You're so, you know, unbelievable. Why would you do that? Amar li, ro'eh hayiti le'aba be'iri. He says, I was a shepherd for my father in my father's city. Alachti lemalot mayim min ha'ma'ayan, v'nistakalti bevavu'a sheli, ufachaz ala yitzri, uvikesh letordeni min ha'olam. I went to fill up water from the lake or from the river, and I looked in, I saw my reflection, and the Yetzirah got the better of me. He says, wow, you know, you're so handsome and whatever. And apparently the Yetzirah tried to get him to do Averot. So he says, what? Amarti lo rasha, lama ata mitgae be'olam sheno shelcha, be'mi, shehu atid liot rima v'tole'a. He says, what are you getting all excited in a world that's not even yours, and in a body that's eventually just going to be dust and worms? He's telling it to himself. He says, "Ha'avoda she'agalechacha l'shamayim." He made a shvuah. He says, "I'm gonna shave this hair that brought this yetzer upon me." Miad amati unshaktiv, and that's why he was mekabel nezirut, and then afterwards he became tameh. Amati unshaktiv al rosho. He says, Shimon HaTzadik kissed him on his forehead. Amarti lo beni, kamocha yirbu nozre nezirot beYisrael. He says, "Halevai that all of the ones who accept nezirut should be l'shem shamayim like you." Alecha katuv omer. Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lehazir ladonai. What's the purpose of the nezirut? to be fully l'shem shamayim, and that's like you. Therefore, when we talk about nidvat nezirut that the ksherim make, what kind of nidvat nezirut are we talking about? This kind, this l'shem shamayim kind, and that is what the So when we talk about korban of the ksherim, yeah, what are we? What kind of korban are we talking about? Nidavav ksherim by korban is like hilel. And nidvat ksherim be nezirut is talking about like Shimon HaTzadik's, that guy. Now, says the Ran.
No.
The case with the korban, I don't understand. The animal is passing by him.
No.
He's going to say this is the kanedava. He has to bring that to the Kodesh. He has to bring that to Yerushalayim still, no?
No, but when he says kenidvat ksherim, it's a nachon, he has to bring that. But he's referencing like Hillel HaZaken's kind of nidava.
When it was only done there.
Nevertheless, this will take effect here. He wants that kind of nidava to take effect now. That's what he means.
But there could be a tekalah when he's bringing it up.
Nachon, but still, what kind of nidvat ksherim is referring to that kind? Says the Gemara, matkif la rabbi mani. Maishna Hashem nazir tamed el ha'achal. What's the reason that Shimon HaTzadik never ate Hashem Nezirut? Why? Because there's a sin involved. What was the sin? Becoming Tameh. You shouldn't eat any Hashemot or Hataot for that matter, because all of them come from what? They come from sin. No, forget about Tum'ah. They come for sins. Hashem by definition is what? It's a sin offering. Make sure the door is locked. Now he says, Vayter, Amar le Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah answers him and he told him, "Haynu ta'ama." You know, that's not the reason why Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't eat Hashem Nezirut. Not because it comes for sin. Rather, why? Kshehen tohin nozrin. Kshehen mitamein v'rabin aleihem yemei nezirut mitchalatin b'hem v'nimtzu mevin chulin azara. You know what the issue is? When they feel bad for their actions, they accept the nezirut upon themselves. Then what happens? If they become tameh, what happens when a nazir becomes tameh? Besides for bringing his korban, what else happens, Binyamin? He has to start over. He only had in mind for 30, and then he regrets ever taking on the Nezirut. And then when they bring the Korban to the Beit HaMikdash, it's as if they're bringing Chulin La'azara, an unconsecrated animal, because they don't even want this to the Azara. Therefore, Shimon HaTzadik was always wary of eating Davka Hashem Nezirut. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, Afilu Nazir Tahor Nami, Nazir Tahor La, Da'amudei Amid Nafshed Yachol Linzor, it should say. Which means, if that's the case, why did he eat any of the other Korbanot of Nezirut? The Chatat, the Shlamim. If you're telling me there's a problem with Nezirut, why would he eat other Korbanot besides for Hashem? The answer is, he only had a problem with the Nezirim that got Tameh, and then they regretted accepting it to begin with. But regular Nezirim, that they went through their course of 30 days, they accepted that wholeheartedly, because he realized, he estimated himself, he evaluated himself that he can handle 30 days of Nezirut, and therefore it's a real full-fledged Nezirut, and he didn't have a problem with those Korbanot at all. Let's see the run.
Would it be
run.
Considered
that
if anyone else partook, would it be considered?
No, no, it was only his, it was a chashash, it was a concern there, and not to say that there was mamash chulin ba'azara and all the korbanot were psulim. No, it was a chashash that he had. Let's see the run. Says the run, nedava nami dil ma'ati ba'li de takala, daf al gav d'amar hare zo dil ma'pashah u'me'achir la'avi yotir mi'shalosh regalim. Maybe he's going to take more than 3 regalim to bring it. Ki lil ha'zaken, אם אמר על בהמה מונחת בעזרה כנדבת כשרים נדר בקורבן, שהרי כשרים מביאים בהמתם לעזרה, וכשרים would bring their בהמה to the עזרה, ומקדישים אותה כדרך שהיה נוהג הלל הזקן. מביאה החולין לעזרה, לא בעזרה ממש, שעשו להביא חולין לעזרה. It doesn't mean that הלל would bring it ממש into the עזרה, he would bring it אלא בפתח העזרה, he would consecrate it ממש at the entrance of the עזרה. נדבה דין זירות מייקה לממר, כלומר, האח כשרים מתנדבים נזירות, והאית להו למחש דין מעטו לידי תקלה, perhaps by נדבה ונזירות also, there's going to be some sort of תקלה that he's not going to be able to do the נזירות, אך גרסינן כשמעון הצדיק, ולא גרסינן צבר לה. והכי פירושה, דכל שנדר מתוך עניין זה, if a person made a נזירות out of such a כוונה לשם שמיים, כל כך כוונתו רצויה, דלק למחש לבוא לידי תקלה. It's such a לשם שמיים that we don't have to worry that תקלה is going to happen to him. Probably going to have siyata dishmaya, that takala is not going to happen. Hashem nazir tameh, sheitchil limnot v'nitma b'met, that guy started counting his nazirut and he became tameh, shesoter minyano, umevi korban, umonek etchila, he's got to bring korban and start again. Ufachaz yitzri alayim miher, milshon pachaz kamayim, it jumped on me quickly. Uvikesh letordeni min ha'olam, lilech achar mara'i aynai, nazir lehazir ladunai, shenzirutu leshem shamayim, mishum da'ati al chet, shenitma, כשהן תוהין נוזרין. כשהן מתחרטין המעשים הרעים, when people feel bad for their עבירות, what do? They used to accept נזירות. ורבין עליהם ימי נזירות שמתחילה לא נתכוונו אלה ל-30 יום, מביאים חולין לעזרה, לאו דווקא. It doesn't mean real חולין לעזרה, שכל זמן שלא יתינן חכם, נזירותן קיימת. If חכם didn't take off the נזירות, the נזירות is still there, וקורבנותיהם חובה עליהם. אלא כעין חולין כאמר. It says that it's like חולין לעזרה. שמתוך שאין כוונתה רצויה, אף קורבנותיהם אינן רצויים. Since their כוונות are bad, their קורבנות are also not so wanted. אבל באח גברה, שבא מן הדרום, לקה למיך של האחי. לקה למיך של האחי, שכיוון שהייתה כוונתו כל כך רצויה בתחילה, אנן צעדי שלא מתחרט, we know that he wasn't מתחרט, and that's the kind of נדבת נזיר that כשרים make. We'll take a few minute break just to get some refreshments, and then we'll have the mishmer shir, רבותיי. Go for it.